Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, good day, Emmanuel Faith. Pastor Scott here, and I want to bring my devotional to you. I've entitled it, The Genius of And. If you're with us last weekend or you listened online, you'll know that Pastor Ryan pointed out in his message that one of the reasons that followers elevate their leaders in unhealthy ways and to unhealthy places is because of the personal preferences of the followers. I am of Paul. I am of Apollos. I am of Christ. This was the way the Corinthians expressed it. When I was in college, it was, I am of R.C. Sproul, or I am of A.W. Tozer, or I am of Chuck Smith. Today, it's a different group that we huddle around and elevate, even than when I was in college. And a lot of the reasons we choose who we choose is because we connect with them. They say things in ways we understand and appreciate. They tend to focus their messages and writings on things that we value and want to learn more about. Our reason for liking them, good doctrine aside, is personal. It's subjective. There's something about them we like, and that's great. But we also have to remember, it's just our preference. And others are free to have their own. When it comes to having unity in a church where there are many personal preferences regarding which teachers that we like to follow, after Pastor Ryan, of course, a key thing to practice is living a both and life instead of an either or life. For far too many of us, we begin to think because he's our guy that he or she must be right in everything they teach, even on matters which are legitimately open to differing interpretations. And we begin to think that if your guy teaches something different, they've got to be wrong. But what if they're both right? And what if they're simply bringing a richness to a doctrine or a reality that isn't as settled as we'd like it to be? What if the truth is a combo burrito of what my guy teaches and of what your guy teaches? What if it's both and not either or, way more times than we've thought? If the people we follow and gather around by listening to their preaching in their podcasts or reading their books and their blogs, if they're preaching Christ crucified, if they're focusing on the cross and the gospel, if they're teaching biblical Christianity, then we're in a perfect place to embrace the genius of and. You have your preferences, and I have mine, but they're all pointing us to the same person and his message to us. And for that, we can be grateful. Emmanuel Faith, I'm Pastor Scott Smith, and I'll see you along the way.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.